from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Pakistan hosting peace talks. Pakistan is hosting today a key meeting of top Afghan, U.S. and Chinese officials. Participants hope to set the stage for resuming peace talks between the Kabul government and the Taliban to end years of hostilities in Afghanistan. This is Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz.
Pakistan desires sustainable peace and stability in Afghanistan. We believe a peaceful and stable Afghanistan would become harbinger of regional stability and economic integration. It will not only create a favorable environment for greater trade and energy connectivity, but also stimulate cross-regional exchanges.
Indiana University South Asia scholar Nazif Shahrani speaks with VOA about what he thinks needs to happen in these talks in Islamabad.
If it results at least in outlining what the Pakistani demands are and what the Afghans are willing to do or not willing to do, and what China and the United States can do to bring them closer to negotiation, and of course also the fact that the bride is not going to be there and the Taliban are not invited, they are not part of the negotiations. At some point, I think they have to bring them into the picture as well.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. A South Korea official said today that Seoul and the United States are discussing other U.S. strategic assets that can be deployed on the Korean Peninsula a day after the U.S. flew a bomber over South Korea in an apparent response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. North Korea leader Kim Jong-un has defended the test of an alleged hydrogen bomb as self-defense against U.S.-led imperialists. This is VOA News. Zambia's ruling Patriotic Front Party has warned its members that it is the prerogative of incumbent President Edgar Lungu to choose his vice presidential running mate before the August 11th presidential and legislative elections. Some of the aspiring candidates have threatened to quit the party if they're not chosen. Two Pakistanis and a Syrian were injured in separate attacks on Sunday by mobs in the German city of Cologne, the same city where dozens of women say they were sexually assaulted during New Year's Eve celebrations. Tensions are running high in the city with more than 500 reports from women about the assaults. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Saudi Arabia has to choose between supporting extremists and promoting sectarian hatred or being a constructive player in promoting stability in the Middle East. In an opinion article in Monday's New York Times newspaper, Mr. Zarif criticizes Saudi opposition to the nuclear deal Iran struck with world powers, as well as Saudi Arabia's military campaign in Yemen and attacks against Iranian diplomatic facilities. At an emergency Arab League session on Sunday, senior officials condemned Iran for allegedly meddling in Arab affairs. Meantime, foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council are expressing their support for Saudi Arabia in its diplomatic dispute with Iran. Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir said his country, which cut ties with Iran recently, will be considering taking further measures. The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Saudi Arabia's recent execution of a leading Shiite cleric. After enjoying some minor relief on Friday, China's stock markets opened down today and other Asian markets tumbled as concerns about Beijing's economy grew. Tokyo was closed for a public holiday, which made market volatility even worse. Tuesday, President Obama will deliver the final State of the Union address of his presidency. No one knows what he plans to say, but many observers believe he'll devote attention to the various crises in the Middle East, including the Islamic State insurgency. Domestic issues likely will include gun control, immigration, and the Affordable Care Act. VOA will cover the address. Get updates at voanews.com. And British rock and roll legend David Bowie has died. On Friday, the iconic musician turned 69 and released Black Star, his 25th studio album. His Facebook and Twitter accounts say he died peacefully on Sunday, surrounded by his family after a courageous 18-month battle with cancer. Mr. Bowie was known for his refusal to be pigeonholed in any one musical genre, experimenting with glam rock, hard rock, dance pop, soul, and punk. Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.